Welcome to In Contact Lansing. I'm Duran Martinez, a public service of Town Square Media, and it is Reading Month here in the Capital Area. I have a couple of members of the Capital Area District Libraries. I've got Thais Russo here with me. Also, I have Karen Walter here. Karen, you are the new head librarian for the Holt Delhi branch, and you are celebrating Reading Month. First of all, welcome, and I didn't tell you this, I live in Holt.
Oh, great.
So yeah, I get to enjoy the library, and my good friend Jacob McCormick, I know, is probably buried in that library all the time, isn't he?
I wouldn't put it past him.
it's a really great community. I really enjoy it a lot. I've been there, 3 years now, and the library is a nice new facility. And you get to be the librarian of this nice new facility.
Yes, I'm very, very excited, and I very much enjoy my job so far. I have worked there for the last, 5 years.
Okay.
And I've been doing a lot of the youth services things. So a lot of the times, if you've been there within the last 5 years and you've brought your kid to a program, I was usually the person putting it on.
Nice.
So I'm not totally new. I'm still, working there and having a great time with.
Well, as I've seen through the course of time doing this show with the library, people may have been with the library 20 years, but they all of a sudden, they are now head librarian or head of this department. So there is room to move up.
Oh, yeah. So, yes. And it's very good because I like to think of all the branches as a big community. And it's really nice because even if you come from another branch and you're coming to a newer one in a new position, it's a lot of fun because you get to see how everybody else is doing things and you meet a whole new community. And it's really, really invigorating.
It is. I really think so. And what I've learned, again, from, talking with the people from Cattle, it's so much fun. Everybody's so passionate about their job. And what I learned also, and I'm gonna kind of throw you under the bookmobile, if you will, that you like reading a lot, which is not a surprise for somebody in this industry, but books on tape are like your best friend, so you can multitask.
Yes, yes. I absolutely love listening to books on tape, mainly because that's how I get everything done at home when I'm bored or trying to get anything done, like laundry or anything. I'm like, I need to be listening to my book at this time. And it's a great way to get things done.
Now, I'm going to ask, there are some authors out there, some of the more well-known celebrity or even political figures that read their own books that they've written.
Yes.
Does that get kind of clunky sometimes? Because I'm thinking, unless you're Morgan Freeman or James Earl Jones, I don't want to hear you read your book.
I think it can. I do. There are some that are really good, though. Neil Gaiman is a very good reader of his own books. And I think sometimes they're really, really good at it, and sometimes they can be kind of clunky.
But okay, good.
It's worth a shot.
They're human. But I like to know that they're human, so they're not just all this, pomp and circumstance on the TV and everything else. So, well, very good. Now, Karen, let's talk a little bit about the Reading Month, which you have here going on in March. There's a lot of things going on with Reading Month. And again, it's a whole month long. March being one of the longer months of the year.
Yes, yes. We have a lot of things going on. Some of the things we have are things that we always have going on during the year, but we like to highlight them more during this month because, again, it's really easy to read and have a good time with family and friends that way. We have our Raising Readers backpacks, which are little backpacks that come with books, music CDs, toys or games that are all instructional, all about the same kind of theme. So they're a great thing to grab and go, especially if you're on the road or doing something fun with family. You can just take it and you have a whole little kit right there in your hands. So.
And as a parent, well, she's almost 20 now, but it's kind of nice and refreshing to hear somebody say, hey, why don't you pick up your book? That was something that was very instrumental with my daughter's life. It was reading, not so much the throw the DVD player in the van and keep them quiet. Have them read.
Yes. And I think that's incredibly important because kids, they learn the best when they're reading and they interact better when they're reading because then you can read together with them. And then you can talk about the stories and you can talk about things that are similar to that. And it's a lot of fun for kids to be able to have that conversation with you at the same time they're having a good time with learning new things.
And this is really funny. This is just my observation, Karen, and I've spoke with Thais in the past. You guys both come across so energetic about and passionate about what you do, because it's, I mean, look, this is a life love for you to be where you want to be in the library, to be a librarian. And so few people have that, you know, I notice anymore, have that goal. I mean, very rare. My good friend Alex Clark, who's a producer of one of my shows here for Town Square Media, his wife, Erin, is now becoming, you know, she's working in the library and she went to school to be a librarian. And again, to me, that's very encouraging to know that there are still young people out there that want to do that.
Oh, yes. I think it's something that's so important and it's so good for you. And it's something that you can do all the time. You can do it on your own. You can do it with everybody. And reading is just a really fun thing to me. And I enjoy when I can help other people either learn to read or just really kind of enjoy reading in general and enjoy coming to the library too, because that's where you get so many free things like books and audiobooks and all the good stuff that I always enjoyed.
And some of the digital books too, that just kind of, you know, once they're done, they just kind of poof, disappear.
Yes.
Which I'm still trying to get used to that whole thing. Okay. I like tangible. I like it to have it in my hand. But, you know, that's one of the things, again, that I've learned over the course of having you folks from the Campbell Area District Library here on the show. Now, what about storybook character visits? That's kind of interesting in itself.
Yeah, I actually really like when we have the characters come visit, because the kids get to see those characters from their books come to life. I believe at the Holt Branch, we're having Froggy come to visit us, and Froggy will he'll be there on the specific date. I don't remember right now. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
But we also have other characters that are coming to the other branches. We have, I believe, Ladybug Girl. We have the dragon from Dragons Love Tacos. We have, I'm trying to think of the other ones. We just have a whole slew of different characters. So if you don't like Ladybug Girl, that's all right, because there's a character somewhere else that's ready to visit.
That's, again, you know, that really kind of brings to life the book. I mean, kids can have their own imagination, but sometimes when they physically see what's going on there, you know, in front of them, it really, that whole 3D touch feel,
yes,
you know,
yes,
sensory thing really helps the book come to life.
Yes.
And maybe helps, you know, maybe change the perspective of a character that they may not have liked.
Yeah.
Or may have liked it, maybe end up not liking it. Who knows? It all depends on the actor, I guess.
Exactly. And I mean, the characters when they come to visit are usually like very, very excited to be there too. So that, I think, has a lot to do with just really giving it the right feel for having an awesome story time.
Now, tell me about Mary Morgan, an author coming to the Holt District Library March 30th at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. So she's coming, and she does the National Park Mysteries, and it's stories about how a family goes and visits national parks, and they find some mysteries. They're a lot of fun, and they're all they're local things sometimes, and it's just really, it's a great series, especially if you want to talk about just being able to go out to a national park in general and being able to see what's available there and having a good time in that way. So I think that they're great books, and I'm really excited to have her come and visit us and talk to us about them a little bit and maybe giving us some insights into how they came up with those ideas.
It's been with Karen Walter and Thais Russo from the Capital Area District Libraries. CADL.org is the website. Karen is from Holt, and we'll speak here with Thais in a couple of seconds. Karen, where are you from? Now, you're in small town Holt, just south of Lansing, but where are you from?
I was born and raised in Detroit, Michigan, and I moved up into this area for college, and I never left.
You know, I know a lot of people that have come to this business. I mean, in radio, television, and the like. A lot of people have come into Lansing and have just stayed, is what's really funny. And I'm, you know, we're glad to have you here. Glad to have you here in Holt.
Thanks.
So, and you're liking, you're digging Holt pretty well?
I am. I've always liked Holt ever since I first got there. And I'm so excited that I can help expand it and make it, you know, a little bit better if I can. And just really kind of get that love of reading and that enjoyment of doing fun things and getting that out there to the Holt community. I really enjoy that.
Well, I'm sure with your personality being as infectious as it is, it should be very simple to get kids involved, especially with Reading Month here in Holt. We're going to literally pass the microphone over to Thais Russo. Hi, Thais. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks.
Good to have you back.
Glad to be here.
Well, it's a hell of an act to follow, isn't it?
She's, right?
She's very excited. I literally had to go get coffee. I don't drink coffee. And I had to go get coffee because I have to keep up with you two today. So, but it's really good to have you back on the show here. We've talked so much about the Capital Area District Libraries here on this show and how they just their presence make this area so much better. It makes the experience better because, I mean, every town should and probably does have a library, but with the chain of libraries and all of the things encompassing this area, you guys really have a different experience altogether.
That's right. We have 13 locations throughout the county, and that really increases our impact. And libraries aren't just about the things that you borrow, but they're about the space and the community that's created. And because we have a district library system, we're really able to increase that impact throughout all of the communities because we can offer more resources by pooling together.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And what's really nice, too, that I've noticed about the district is, you know, if somebody wants to get a specific book to their location, they go and they request that book. Instead of traveling all over town, they can just go right back to their own library and have it, you know, waiting for them.
That's right.
And then the digital program, again, is something that's really cool. You can tell I'm, like, excited by this whole thing because the digital program is where you can check a book out online and it's there for the amount of time that you are allotted and then it just disappears. That, again, this technology thing has gotten me, you know, and I'm in technology, right?
Right. Yeah, for sure. One of the great things is some books you might prefer to read in print, and we have lots available still that way. But just think about when you're going on vacation and maybe you want to have two or three books and that takes up a lot of space or weight in your luggage. Instead, you can have them all on your device and take that with you on vacation. So it's really a convenient way to read. So we are offering things in all the formats that you might need, depending on your situation and circumstance.
Now, you are the Associate Director of Collection Services for the Capital Area District Libraries. That's a big title. What does that all entail?
That's a good question. And I have a different job title than the last time that I spoke with you, too, when I was youth services specialist.
Right, yeah, because everybody, again, right. Everybody's moving up, sideways, over, and but never down.
Hope not. So my job is really to manage all of the collections, means the things that we lend at the library. So my department selects the materials, the books, the music, the movies, the library of things, and arranges to get those ready for you to be able to check them out, whether they're in a physical format or a digital format. And so that's really my job, is to coordinate all of that.
The Library of Things. Tell me about that. I know we've talked about it in the past, but mm-hmm. it's pretty unique.
It is, and it gets a lot of buzz. We're pretty excited about that. We have things that you can check out when you're interested in learning more about mm-hmm. how to use something, if you might want to buy something, or if a high cost item that you might want to use just once and then might never use again. So it's fun, all sorts of fun stuff like metal detectors, a thermal leak detector to see where heat might be escaping your house, where you might need to add a little more insulation. Board games, things that create a sense of community, and even things like cornhole for the summer. So technology to things that are more just to bring the family together, all sorts of things are part of the Library of Things.
Yeah, it's like that expensive guitar that somebody's child may want, but like me, you know, figures out that after playing for an hour and a half, your fingers feel like they're going to fall off and then you don't want it anymore. Yeah, great idea, the library of things. That's... Trust me. And it's more than just that, too. I mean, mm-hmm. like you mentioned with the detector to find mm-hmm. where heat could be escaping from your home. I mean, look, to have a company come on out and do it or to buy the equipment yourself is super expensive, probably for a one-time use to find out where that's happening. And in the long run, you're going to save money. So you're saving money by going to the library. You're saving money by doing the research yourself. And, you know, if you have that kind of initiative, why not? Why not go to the library and see these things? Because a lot of people that are listening probably have no clue that you have that.
That's true. We find that people don't really know that we have the library of things, and or they don't think of the library as a place to look for that sort of thing. So it's really exciting that we can offer what you might think of as a non-traditional collection, but really it's still meeting our mission of helping people learn and imagine and connect. So we're really trying to meet that mission, even if it's in a new way that we've never done before.
No, and that, I think it's perfect that we've talked about these things over time and time again. And again, when it's brought up, I'm still like, oh, yeah, light bulb goes on. And why haven't I been there to see all this stuff? Because Lord knows I like stuff. We've had this conversation off air that I have a pole barn and a garage full of stuff. And, you know, to learn something new is always what I'm after. And I really find that to be very nice to have available at our hands with the Capital Area District Libraries. Now, you are involved with the Capital Area Reads Project. What is that exactly?
Sure. Right. So along with making sure that we have a lot of stuff to borrow at the library, I'm really interested in how we can promote the important collections that we have. And one of the ways that we do that is through book discussions. And Capital Area Reads is a way of encouraging our communities to read and discuss a selected title for a year. And then we bring the author in so that you have a chance to meet them. And we partner with the Delta Township District Library mm-hmm. to expand that reach even more. And it's exciting that this year, Lansing Community College is using the same title for their One Book, One LCC program. So we're really increasing the impact in the area. And the featured book this year is The Hate U Give by Angie Thomas. So we're really excited to discuss that really important book, timely and important work, and then people will have a chance to hear Angie speak on April 16th at mm-hmm. 7 p.m. at the Holt High School.
Cool. Now you can visit CADL for the Capital Area District Library, CADL.org/CAR to register for the author event to see other related events as well. What else you got going on? I mean, here we are. We are like on the precipice of spring. I mean, we're going through our fourth winter right now. And, you know, maybe by this weekend we'll see some warmer temperatures. Spring officially in a couple of weeks. So we can't be denied the actual event itself. But, I mean, there are other things coming up. I mean, spring, and then there's going to be summer reading programs. You guys have a lot going on.
Always. Even related to Capital Area Reads, we have a whole lineup of other programs that happen related to it. There are book discussions in almost all of our branches. We have some other thematically related programs, like the Gilmore Car Museum is coming to talk yes. about the Green Book and some interesting archival material that they've put together on that. So just all sorts of interesting and exciting programming that we have coming up. And like I was mentioned earlier, that role that we play as a community center, a mm-hmm. forum for discussion, and to bring people together is just as important as lending materials.
It's really, you know, this may sound strange, but I mean, it's really sometimes too kind of a safe haven to get away from everything around us. You know, you maybe want to take a trip mentally the library is that place to do it. And every, you know what? It's funny because I always think of these things when you guys are here. My life's so busy outside of here that until I sit down and talk with you guys about the library, it really kind of gets away from me personally. And I drive by the Holt Library every day. Now it's going to be, I probably should stop in and say hello. So there's going to, you guys have that guilt effect on me now, which, great, way to go. But I want to talk a little bit, go back to Karen with being in Holt. I have noticed that the community as a whole, even though we are basically connected to Lansing, I mean, there's just no field or stretch of highway like Saginaw to Grand Ledge that really separates us. But as a community, Holt is very tight-knit and very active. Are they as active in the library?
I mean, I'd like to think so. I see a lot of friendly faces every time I go in. And I know a lot of people will say hi to me because they know me. I think in the library, at least, we have a really, really great community. And the people who come in are always, they're new, and it inspires me every day when I see the new people coming in, because you'll have people ask questions that I never even thought of, for like the Library of Things. They'll ask, hey, do you have, this item? And if we don't, then it's like, well, why don't we have that item? And mm-hmm. that makes it a lot easier for me to say, maybe we should have that. And so I think the whole community, especially, they're always so supportive of the library. Right. And we're so happy to see that, because I like to try and give everything I can to the whole community, because I know that it's so important to have that great community center and that great just place to go where you can just hang out if you need to, or mm-hmm. you can get something done very quickly, or you can get those little things that you need. So I think for at least Holt, we're one of the best communities. So
no favoritism here whatsoever. Even though I live in Holt, I'm from Lansing. Okay. I'm from the north side of Lansing, which is kind of its community in itself. If you've ever noticed anything about Lansing, the North Lansing community is definitely within its own. And, again, I guess that what makes me so proud to be from that side of town. It may not be the best side of town, and I'll say that from personal experience. I grew up there, I know. But at the same time, they are still like a very small community within a capital city that they really take care of their own in that respect. And that's always so encouraging to see. And, and again, Theus, with you being downtown, that itself is a community within a community. With that branch, that's the branch that I grew up going to, aside from the Guyer Park School Library that I went to, that the Lansing Library is, it's, I'm sure on the inside, it has to have changed dramatically since I've been there last.
Yeah, we had a big renovation a couple years ago, and everything is fresh and new and inviting, and has spaces to read as well as the nice big collections. It's still the branch where we have the largest number of materials. So mm-hmm. it's our resource branch in a lot of ways, the place to come when you're looking to do more intensive research. It's where our local history department is located. So it has its own, like all of our locations, they each have their own unique feel and really are designed to meet the needs of that particular community that they're serving.
Now, one thing about life in general, about American culture, is we are very cyclical. In the 80s, I'm dating myself so bad right now. In the 80s, I would go and pull vinyl off the shelf to check it out. I would listen to it there through headphones in the library, because believe me, nobody wanted to hear Iron Maiden in the library, okay? Mm-hmm. So I would sit there with headphones and I'd listen to all the things. And now it seems we are right back to where we were 35 years ago, where vinyl is very hot. It's a very hot commodity for collectors. More new bands are pressing vinyl. And are you guys seeing the need for people to check out vinyl? Do you have vinyl records there?
We don't. We haven't started to collect vinyl again. Although I think we do have some in our local history department. But we also have, for all of us who are a bit nostalgic, the local history department has a local history maker space, which is where you can take some of your old analog kinds of materials, maybe your family videos, and transfer them into a digital format to archive them for your own personal use. So there are lots of different ways that we're catering to people's needs. Yeah,
that's actually really cool because, I mean, there are a lot of people that have, I'm just going to roll my eyes and say, my wife. We have like a whole closet full of family VHS tapes.
Exactly.
That is the closet, okay? And some of it is the first grandchild. So and to have that on digital now, I mean, because over time that's going to be, I mean, the technology, good luck finding a good VHS player, you know, or anything else. But to have that ability to change over to upgrade the technology but still have those memories, that's really important. I mean, and to have that service available, that's excellent.
Right. And to have it for free from the library.
Yeah, well, yeah, that was my next point, too, is that the F word, four letters, and free, and the one we can say on radio. But again, CADL.org. Poor Karen's not used to me yet. Lance has been here. He's so used to this. But yeah, it's, you know, and that's what's fun about doing this is just we're just having conversations, you know, and we're talking about books and about the library and the good things that they do. And you have local authors come through. And I remember at one point in time, Jonathan Rand had come through. This is a few years ago, I'm sure, but what a nice guy he is. I met him up at the Michigan Chillers place up north. And he what's really funny is he also writes books for more people of a more advanced age. I don't want to say adult books sounds really strange to say it on the air and people take that out of context. But for more mature audiences.
Right.
But he uses a different pen name for that, and I can't remember what it is. And then his real name is like that of a Brady Bunch person. So, but it's really cool that you guys bring these people in because they're so, you know, part of a kid's life. The Michigan Chillers was a huge part of my daughter's life growing up. And are they still as popular as they were?
They are. We started to see them decline just a little bit, but then he published some new books and interest in the series picked right back up again, which Good. Tends to be how it is. When they, as long as those authors keep writing, then they can keep interest in that series going. Well, yes.
That's awesome because that's such a cool place. And if you've never been, if you're heading up north, by all means, stop at the Michigan Chillers place. And he might even be there because that's where I met him. And I had him on another show that I do, which is an outdoors related show. But still, it was very cool to have a Michigan author, especially of his notoriety, to be on the show and to be able to come and speak about his books is great. So,
yeah, anything with a Michigan connection is always very popular.
Absolutely. Right? And I'm a big fan of that kind of thing. So,
right.
Well, I tell you what, Karen, Thais, thank you guys so much for joining me. And Thais, I appreciate you enduring another, you know, half hour with me here. And Karen, you survived okay? You're good?
I did. I actually had a great time, so it was worth it.
Well, good. And like we joke around, but, you know, 30 minutes of your life, you're never getting back. But it'll be here on audio for everybody to hear.
Oh, good.
So make sure you check out all of the events. CADL.org, Capillary District Libraries. Love having you guys on, and thank you so much. And we appreciate you joining us here on In Contact Lansing, a public service of Town Square Media.